98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day. Every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we're bringing you live local music from right here in the Red Hook Studios. Today, very pleased to welcome to the Friends Day studio for the first time from Kingston, New York, Larry Locust.
Tastes like my last meal, a warm beer on the train to Grand Central. All I saw were purple streaks in the sky go by. Construction signs, redoubled fines. I can't slow down, otherwise I'll run out of time. Getting so tired, chasing a dollar to make a dime. Stepping onto the platform edge, my panic attack followed me to the subway track.
98.1 KZE from Kingston, New York. Larry Locust is my guest in the studio. Kenny, it's so good to see you.
Hi there. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been Larry Locust?
I've been Larry Locust, since about 2013 or so. So a little over 10 years.
I didn't realize this had been like an ongoing musical persona.
Yeah, on again, off again. I had a band back then. Between two of my pals and I, we were each three bands together, just alternate instruments, new band.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. There were shows where bands would drop, and then we would be like, well, we're a whole other band of you. So we played a show actually in Woodstock around that time. And one of the other bands had a member who was an illustrator. And so Locust Heads, she drew a little guy with a locust head playing guitar. And my friend who was in the band with me just instantly dubbed him Little Larry Locust, and so I just stuck with that.
Yeah,
and here we are. Yeah, the project picked back up in late 2021, and I've been working on, you know, building that persona a little more the past few years, a little more seriously.
Yeah, and you've got, I believe, a 6-piece band now.
I do. I gathered a bunch of friends, including members from my band, Overheard, to come together with me to learn some songs in celebration of my new single, which comes out on Friday.
Hell yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I want to talk a little bit about your setup here, because obviously you're solo today, and mm-hmm. I feel like if folks are listening at home, they would not necessarily think that you're solo, because there's a lot going on musically. This is all pedals?
Yeah, so I've got a mysterious suitcase here full of magnificent sounds. A lot that's going on is being looped just through a Boss loop station. Mm-hmm. And then I'm incorporating other chorus effects and trying to do my best mixing capabilities with a volume pedal so everything's not blaring and overcrowding each other.
That seems like a lot of things to think about while playing a song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Larry Locust, this was maybe 8 or so years ago, but I would do the looping and then I would play drums and sing over it. So honestly, this is a little more manageable.
This is the easy version.
Yeah.
Larry Locust is my guest in the studio. New song drops on Friday, new single, and I believe you have a release show?
I do. Yeah, release show is going to be this Friday at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, New York.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and the song is called Goodbye Garden, and it will be available everywhere to stream on Friday.
Everywhere include Bandcamp?
I will absolutely upload it to Bandcamp.
I always like to recommend Bandcamp because you can actually pay people for music
exactly.
that way.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, I encourage folks to also, you know, defer from Spotify, but everyone, you know, has their own situation. No judgments. If you're listening to the song, that's like all I could ask for.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. You got another one for us?
I do. I would like to actually play the single.
I'd love to hear it.
The unreleased single.
Is this the first time it's been on the radio?
This is the first time it's been on the radio.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's
and
an honor.
The full song will incorporate drums and synth and a lot of harmonies, and it really came together to be an incredible piece of work that I got to produce with my friend Dylan Nowick.
Awesome. And we get to hear the stripped down version today.
That's right. Yeah. My head again, so worried, feel misled, upset, unhappy. Love was wearing thin. A friend to a stranger, given a chance to make amends with myself.
and she's in her garden, surrounded by the fruits of her labor, and that's where she ought to be, 'cause that's for her alone my garden grows, where I choose to make my own. Healing is slow to grow at your own pace. Faces come and go, they celebrate my good day. My pain, and nor could I this. Still, the ways to go before I reap what I sow. So goodbye, garden. I won't see you again tomorrow. So long, my darling. When two hearts grow apart, it makes room for a new love to surrounded by the fruits of my labor, and that's where I think I'll stay, 'cause that's the only place to learn and change while I find my own.
KZE. Larry Locust is my guest in the studio with that song dropping in its entirety, the full studio version, on Friday with a release show in Catskill. I am so impressed by your ability to bring a very studio-like sound into just this stripped-down setup.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, judicious use of slide was really, really working for me.
Yeah, I I've been able to develop a functioning way to incorporate slide into these songs, and it's a really fun challenge to, you know, make it work within a loop, you know, that doesn't like distract from kind of the progress of or the progression of a song. Believe me, doing performing with loops for so long, it's the worst when you mess one up and you gotta start over, you gotta skip the song entirely.
I actually briefly had a loop pedal and okay. like and was trying, and I just was too I'm too imprecise a person to yeah. handle a loop pedal.
being a drummer has definitely helped my case throughout the years, but thank you so much. It's an incredible compliment.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you saying that.
Well, I appreciate you being here.
I appreciate it.
We all appreciate each other, dang it.
That's right.
Larry Locust, once again, is my guest in the studio with new music dropping on Friday. You can check him out everywhere you find music. I always like to recommend hitting up Bandcamp, especially for the local artists you hear on Friends Day, because you can pay what you want in most cases, but it's nice to make a couple bucks for the music that you work very hard to put out. So everybody, check out Larry's music everywhere you can find it, but especially Bandcamp. You got one more for us?
If I have the time, I've got a nice short one for you.
I would love it.
All right, excellent.
Do you need me to vamp some more while you tune, or are you good?
No, I think I'm ready to go. Yeah, and I just wanted to say, if you're tuning in and you heard the first song, that one's already released and available also on streaming platforms. It's called Metro North Railroad Panic Attack. So
haven't we all had one?
A local, you already know. Yeah, this one's called Invisible Friends, and that'll be all for me. Thanks, MK.
My eyes stay glued onto other people's lives like an invisible friend. Time flies when you're getting high and hardly getting by, but I like to pretend. Cause I'm conditioned to seem like I'm okay, but behind the veil, we're all one in the same. Distract ourselves from pain, confide in those who we entertain. Yeah.
98.1 KZE. This has been Friends Day with Larry Locust. Check out the new single out Friday and all the music that's available now everywhere you listen to music. And Larry Locust on Instagram. We tagged you on the KZE one.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love KZE. Support local radio. Support local music. And yeah, thank you again.
Right on. Thank you. We got your community bulletin board and Patterson Hood up next on KZE.